Hello and welcome to the An Inspired Life podcast. This is the home of spiritual and also really raw human conversations that inspire us to stop talking about spirituality and actually live our divine truth. My name is Kiara O'Leary. I'm a divine change agent, a devoted stand for the undiluted divine power within each of us, and your host. Every week I speak to an inspiring thought leader from around the world in an unscripted, we have no idea where it's going, totally intuitively guided conversation to bring you practical tips that you can apply immediately to create powerful shifts in your life. Each episode is also a potent transmission that will raise your vibration simply by listening. And this week on the show, we have a woman named Dani Strong. And Dani is Andrew Eggleton's partner. So about two episodes ago, if you haven't watched it, I recommend you go back and listen. Andrew and I spoke about the ways in which we block love in our lives. And in particular, Andrew and I did talk about how we have real love for each other and how that is so okay, even though he has a partner. And Dani this week is the partner. I'm so excited to share this incredibly inspiring woman with you. I was really impressed by how she handled the release of the podcast and how beautifully supportive she was to Andrew and I sharing it on her Facebook page. So I reached out to her and I asked if she would like to have a conversation on the podcast for you guys to talk about unconditional love, to talk about how she felt when the podcast was released, how she feels about her partner loving other people and how she loves other people and how they navigate all of that. And so I am so excited to share with your podcast again. That makes me really vulnerable to share. But that left me feeling so high and had enormous shifts in my own life just by having this conversation with Dani. So yeah, she is an incredible woman. She helps women to live their best life by fueling their day and their lifestyle in accordance to their goals and the woman that they dream of being and desire to be. She does this from a place of where you stop the guilt and the fear and come from a place of love, which is ironic, right? Because we are talking about unconditional love in relationships. So we discussed together how Dani felt as she listened to the podcast where Andrew and I talked about our love for each other and lots of other things. But, you know, I was impressed by, we could have been competitors in another paradigm, and we were supporters and lovers of each other. And that's what I wanted to share with you, this new paradigm. We talked about why we can sometimes be so afraid to hear our own guidance, how Dani defines romantic love, and how I'm questioning it all at the moment. We talked about how we are all trained, particularly women, to see getting married as the end goal for happiness, and how we are now entering a new paradigm of relationships that's based on unconditional love, if we choose it. We talked about mine and Dani's experience with jealousy and how we can release that. We talked about why just taking the barriers and conditions of love actually creates more love inside of romantic relationships, and how speaking our feelings and experiences as they come up actually diffuses the triggers and takes the power out of our old patterns and gives us the power back. We discuss how to speak truthfully without allowing the fear to take over. The one tool that I'm using at the moment, oh, it's blown my mind, to feel grounded in every new experience and path outside of my comfort zone. We discussed how we create unnecessary and unhealthy pressure in our romantic relationships by blocking off love in other relationships. And why, if you really love someone, you will want them to make the choices that will serve them most, even if that's not being with you. We discussed the breakdown of the old need to compete with other women and the welcoming in of sisterhood and more love. We talked about the power of asking yourself, how do I feel when I believe this thought, to guide you to always, always choose love. This really is an energetic transmission that feels like an unpicking of the threads of our resistances and conditions that we've placed on love in the old paradigm, And at the end, I'll share with you what it unpacked and unpicked for me. But for now, enjoy the podcast. Thank you so much for being on the show, Dani. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you.
Thank you, Kiara. I'm so excited as well. And like we were saying earlier, there's no coincidence why we are right here, right now, about to have this conversation. So I'm super excited to be here. Thank you.
Gosh, I love doing these podcasts so much because, you're right. There's no, there's no coincidence that we're having this conversation right now. And it is Friday evening right now as we record this. And since about Tuesday evening when I had my friend over and she said to me, "Oh, honey, your heart chakra, I can feel the hurt." And I was like, "Back off, homie. I didn't even know that
too
was
much.
There."
Yeah.
I didn't even realize, but it was the perfect time for it to come back up. Mm-hmm. And it's been Mercury retrograding all over my ass for the next week. So I Tuesday night, all day Wednesday, Thursday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday afternoon, I have cried and raged and been angry and hurt. But when I sat down to do this podcast, all of it just disappears because I'm in service. It feels
beautiful,
so incredible, so incredible. But you know, I don't usually like to believe in the idea of the moon and the stars shifting my reality, but I feel like it would be kind of strange if we didn't talk about this right now. That there's all over the world right now, there's some stuff coming up for everyone. It feels like this stuff in America, with the blatant racism and I think there was another attack somewhere in the world this week.
It was Barcelona.
And I don't like to even watch the news or follow the news at all. It's just what I'm seeing in my Facebook feed. But it feels like, and not just on that global scale, but everyone I've spoken to this week feels like they've kind of delved into this muck in their lives, and so much has come up to be revisited. Have you had a similar experience this week?
Oh, yes. And, you know, it actually started, I would say, I started to feel a shift. Mid-July, I woke up and I journaled, and it's not something that I normally do, but I had all of this stuff inside of me of the woman that I am going to be, the woman that I desire to be, and what aligns with what she wants and her goals and her values. So as I wrote that, I just felt this amazing sensation of love just fill me up, of being ready to get rid of everything that doesn't serve me. And during those couple of weeks, I went through some pretty, I can't even describe how I was feeling. I think I was saying to my closest and nearest and dearest to me that I was feeling fragile and delicate, but I can't really tell you what I need from you. Just please hold space for me to be, as I'm releasing all of this stuff that is no longer me. So coming into this week, I've had moments of I'm feeling my feminine power that has been repressed through not this lifetime, but also past lifetimes as well. And now that is learning to play in this world. And then the next moment, I'll feel this fear of, oh my God, who is she? Who is this woman? Who am I pretending to be her? Am I her now? Mm-hmm. And all of these things. And then it was only yesterday where I woke up and I was like, okay, all right, I'm feeling good now. I'm feeling good. The planets can carry on doing their thing. I got this. And it really is. It's just a whole cascade of emotions and things that I've been experiencing, going through. And as I was walking up to the gym yesterday, I had music in my ears, one of my favorite acts, Nero. I don't know if you know them, but it's a DJ act with this beautiful female vocal. Stunning. Anyway, I was listening to this music and I was walking up through into the gym, past greenery and nature. And I just felt as I was walking, shit, just clearing, almost brought me to tears because I felt so at peace and full of love in that moment. And I can only describe it as a shedding and just peeling away of the woman that was ready to be revealed in that moment. So yes, in answer to your question, I have been feeling some stuff too.
Yes, thank you for sharing with us so openly. Yeah, I feel like life is teaching me constantly. And I remember when I first started on this journey that people would be like, oh, where did you learn all of this? And I was like, life. Like, I literally,
life
like
taught me.
No book, like, yeah, I read books to add to it. I've done heaps of like coaching and mentoring and training and but initially life, and people didn't really understand, but honestly I'm playing with having my own podcast episodes where I talk about what I've learned for the past month. And so I've noticed what I'm learning since I've decided that. And I realized, like, I'm literally being initiated by life in all these small little ways this whole month in unconditional love. And it's the most amazing and also like painful as fuck experience in some ways. Like a real raw vulnerability that is needed. And yeah, but so life just, if we paid attention, we wouldn't even need to go to see like those deep intensive retreats and stuff, because like life is this deep intensive personal development retreat if we're just paying attention.
What is it, Kiara, that makes us not listen and truly take on board that deep truth and intention? What is it that makes us seek out these various things? Or if I go and get a reading, that's my path. All right, if I go and get my stars done, that's my path. If I go and see this mentor, okay, they're going to help me. What is it that makes us not truly, truly listen to that silence and that voice? I think for me, before I went into my kind of latest transgression into the woman that I am now, is that I was kind of scared of what that inner voice was going to tell me, and the fear and the truth around that. I don't think I was ready to face it. So do you think that's what other people experience as well?
Yes and yes and yes. I think it's fear always. If we're not, yeah, I just ran a Trusting Your Guidance masterclass recently, and I said, you can't ask for guidance and then be terrified of the answer and tell the divine what you want the answer to be. So it's like, you cannot hear clearly if you're like, this is the only answer I'll receive, because either you get the answer and it like was just your head saying it, or you don't get any answers. Like, you have to be open to hearing what it is. And I know that when I've heard my guidance, sometimes, or like when I've seen my full like potential in moments, I can be so terrified and wish that I could take it back. Because like you said, once you saw this new woman, you had to release the stuff that no longer served you. And we are so afraid of releasing, I think.
It's what kept us safe. I say kept because we're now here. And very, very often we can kind of fall back into those habits of the safety net. But that's just the fear and the old masks and layers going, no, come back. I'm feeling kind of scared. But yeah, it's that safety that we want to have, that safety net, but to truly come into your own and feel your truth, you kind of just got to fly anyway, and you'll be caught because you're facing that fear.
Yeah. What you said just then really, really landed with me, in that it did keep us safe. So I feel like so often, and I was doing research on my book this morning, and someone said this, that like when we find something new, something that we wish that we had known earlier, we can be so like mean to our past self and be like, you should have known better.
Yes.
I know when I was like, I had this whole paradigm shift while I was with one of my mentors, just like bawling my eyes out, recognizing how much I've needed men's attention and validation and approval just like to get by. Mm. Like it literally fed my energy. And when I was realizing that, she had to remind me that it literally was not what I got from my father when I was younger. And it was the only way that I knew how to feed myself. And now that I knew a different way, and when I say feed myself, I mean energetically. I just eat men. I'm accountable. But yeah, it was the only way I knew how to fill myself up. And like, you can't be grumpy at that. Like, you didn't get what you needed from somebody else when you were younger, so you found a way to get it. Now that you've seen that, you can find another way that is healthier for all people involved.
That's it. And we weren't meant to realize in those moments. We had the tools that we were given and we knew at the time. So we're constantly evolving. We're constantly getting new tools and new ways of being that uncover those layers of who we are deep down underneath, but they're just not realized in that moment.
And talking about new ways of being, I feel like this is the segue. The divine just was like, new ways of being. I'm like, okay, I'll listen.
Here we go.
I want to talk about new ways of being because as I mentioned in the introduction, you are dating Andrew Eggleton, who came on the show only a couple of weeks ago now, and it was the most talked about podcast episode that I have ever done. And it was really a really vulnerable episode for me to record and then for me to share with the world. And I want to tell everyone, Danny and I have agreed to have this podcast episode and have this conversation. And we have not actually spoken about how Danny feels about the podcast. So we've messaged, but we are not friends yet, although I think we might be after this. But this is the first time that you and I, Danny, are talking about this. So podcast listeners, you are getting it fresh and raw and real.
Yeah, I don't even know what's going to come out yet, but here we go.
I know. So for me, having that conversation with Andrew and realizing how much I do care for him and have like genuine love for him, and seeing how much I thought that wasn't okay, and all of the ways, like, it wasn't until Andrew talks about it on the podcast that I like did this check over my life and realized all of the people that I have loved and not shown that love because I didn't think it was okay. All of the ways that I pushed down my love and didn't allow myself to receive love or to give love. It was massive. And from the engagement that we've had online, I can see that for so many people, it's the same thing. And when he said it in the podcast, I was like, Andrew, what are you talking about? Let's move on. We shouldn't be talking about this.
This is too scary. Nobody this is childhood untold.
Yeah. I'm like, nobody else wants to talk about that. Like, I bet nobody else feels that way. And turns out, lo and behold, that other people do as well. And I've been so impressed by the fact that you have been such a supporter of that podcast episode, and that is the exact reason that I wanted to talk to you about it on the show today. I feel nervous, so I would love to know, how did you feel about that podcast episode?
Okay, now going into it, I did have my doubts because just like you and I now, we don't know what's going to come up, so the scared girl afraid in me was like, what's he gonna say? I don't know if he's gonna say anything that I'm not gonna like. So I listened in my quiet moment. I was about to go to bed and I set aside some quiet time and I listened. And do you know, Kiara, my heart was just full of love because we are beings and all we want is to love and to be loved. that is one of the things that I hold so close to myself, to my heart. So I, and vice versa, Andrew and I have chosen each other to be our romantic partners and to be involved romantically in love. Because I love him unconditionally, I can't not allow him to be loved and love other people, because then that's a part of him that I'm going, actually, no, that's not allowed because of what I'm imposing on you. Mm-hmm. So when I love him unconditionally, my love has no rules or regulations. When I think about my love for Andrew and then all of a sudden going, okay, you can be with this person, but you can't love them like this, or you've got to feel this way, that's me putting my fears onto him. So that when I take it back a notch, I want him to be unconditionally happy and unconditionally loved. Mm-hmm. And so I can't help but, honestly, my heart burst when I heard and felt this exchange between you both. Because when I put the shoe on my foot, I have got some friends that I freaking adore, and I would put my life on the line for them, and I love them dearly and they love me dearly back. But it doesn't take away anything to what Andrew and I have together. And I think it comes down to me loving myself unconditionally and being content in my love for me, that I'm now no longer looking to my romantic partner for that crutch, and that you've got to give me all of your love and you can't give it to anybody else. So I think my only boundary would be, and this is the boundary for the woman that I love and the woman that I align with and her values, is that as long as this love doesn't cross over into this romantic love that we have, then everything else is, it's just that unconditional love.
Mm. Oh, everything you said was so beautiful, Danny. So beautiful. I have so many questions. What do you define as romantic love?
So romantic love is a partnership of two people. So they're growing not only as individuals, but they're growing together and they're forming their path together. So for me, romantic love is finding my partner that I want to spend my life with, that I want to reproduce with in that moment. Mm-hmm. But I have visions of us creating and growing and evolving to be that family unit. So for me, that's romantic love, where it does cross into the sexual and the sensual and being with each other intimately.
Mm-hmm. You know, I never know what's going to come out of my mouth before I open it. I have been such a monogamy lover my entire life. Like I literally grew up chatting to my girlfriends when I was like 8 about what my wedding was going to be like. I have folder on my computer that says my wedding, and it's got stuff there ready to go for my ideas for when I
start. It's like pop-up planning. Wedding for Kiara.
I'm like, all I need is a man and the ring, although I've already got a picture of what I want the ring to look like. And then I just, like, everything's organized. No, I'm kidding. I'm not that organized, but I started. Yeah. I like have wanted that fairy tale ending that we get like fed when we're younger. Mm. Like, for women in particular, your greatest thing, your greatest accomplishment in the whole world, in your whole life, is going to be to find a man who loves you so much that he wants to marry you. Like, are you kidding me? And that's what I bought into.
Is that it? Yeah.
Oh, and then when I was going through my last separation and working with my mentor on that, she said to me, Kiara, I am so done with this idea that the greatest thing that you can do in your life is find a man, fall in love, have babies, and like get married. And I was like, oh yeah, you're right. Like, I've actually got some stuff to do in the world. But, yes. So anyway, so we're trained for monogamy. And
yes,
only recently have I gone, what is my version of that that I want to see? Like, what if I didn't even want to get married or have kids? Or what if I want to be with a partner and I choose, like, what if it's an open relationship, but it's just one person that I choose to, like, cohabitate with? Is that how you say it?
Cohabit.
So to live with and to do kids with and, like, you know, like, what if there are no boundaries in terms of, like, who you love and who you are intimate with outside of that? And I, this is, like, whew, like, I've never even contemplated this before. But I have never experienced the amount of love that I am experiencing now as a single woman with, like, my friends, female and male. Like, my female friends, I feel the same way for that I do with my male friends. It's just never been something that I judged as wrong because they were female. But then when it got into male, I was like, oh, I can't love you because you're in a relationship.
Man, woman. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I've never felt this amount of love given and received in my friendships before. And now I'm like, I don't want to stop that. I don't want to block that out. And yeah, so I'm redefining relationships in general in my head and love in my head as well.
Absolutely. And who's to say that these kind of paradigms aren't going to keep on changing to the individual? There's absolutely nothing wrong in the way any of us feels, because it's what love is to us. So when you're awakened and when you are, when you're open to other people's interpretations or their truth or their way of being, as long as everyone that's involved is feeling this love and there's no other feeling or negativity, who's to say that whatever we experience, whether it's monogamy, whether it's multiple partners, whether it's multiple different versions of love to each of those individuals, who are we to say it's wrong and that we shouldn't even be considering these things?
Mm. Yeah, and you and Andrew, you feel like a really beautiful embodiment and inspiration for that, like, not that, obviously, not the multiple partners, but
I don't know, maybe if you're asking me, he'd quite like that. I have no idea.
I need to get him back on the show to ask him. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, not that part, but the ability to allow each other to love wherever like that is. And have you found that now that you've kind of, did you have a conversation about these kinds of boundaries and love before the podcast, or did the podcast bring it up for you both more?
No, we've actually never sat down and had this conversation. I think we're living by the old paradigms of what a relationship is, and that's we're going to be monogamous to each other. And as soon as one of us feels something that's not, that is that for somebody else, then we're just going to bring it to light and be completely honest and open with each other. So it's kind of like we're going into this relationship now. Here's the kind of unspoken. But in saying that, I really believe love is the core of growth. So Andrew and I, as the people, the individuals that we are now, and the collective, the unit that we are now, is extremely different to the collective and the two individuals at the start of our relationship and time of knowing each other. Mm-hmm. So it's with love for ourselves, for each other, and for everyone else that enters our lives. And what we do with that love, and that's to fill us up and make us feel amazing, is paving the way for our growth as individuals and that collective.
So have you found then that since you guys have, I'm guessing you had a conversation about it after the podcast at least, have you found that recognizing that each of you have relationships with other people where you feel love and receive love, that has actually contributed to your relationship, yours and Andrew's relationship, that ability to be like, yeah, it's okay that you love and receive love in that way.
Absolutely. It's given us both a sense of freedom. There's no kind of love chains. It's like, babe, you can love me, but here are your chains of what you've got to wear and vice versa. It is just this universal love of here's our partnership, our romantic love partnership, and then surrounding us with all these crazy realms and beautiful realms of love. You know, I've got one friend that we have an identical sense of humor, and I am side-splitting laughing through start to finish of our time together. I fucking love him. I've got another friend who talks to the silence in me. So he knows me so implicitly that I don't even need to say anything and he says exactly the right thing. And oh my God, I need that in my life. And I love him.
I feel like I'm in love with him already as well. Can you introduce me?
Yes. Yes. He is the most special magic man. And the thing is, there's no hiding. Andrew knows these people very well because I speak about them all the time. So I think going back to old paradigms and old ways of being and how we should be is we hide this love because our other half or our partner, our romantic partner, isn't able to know these things. But now here we are, and it's, well, why can't they know these things? Because if they love me unconditionally, they want nothing but my happiness at heart. And so who are we to compromise that in any way?
And have you, either of you had, like, if you're talking openly about how much you love these other friends and stuff, have either of you had jealousy come up, and how have you had conversations through that?
Absolutely. And when Andrew and I first started dating and kind of finding our way in how we were going to be together, I was not the same woman that is sitting here in front of you now, and Andrew would say the same thing as well. And the girl afraid was so jealous. She was like, no, you're not allowed to have all these feelings for other women. You're cultivating this love with me. And it's suffocating. And it wasn't, the thing is, Kiara, it wasn't who I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know how else to, I didn't know how to work through these emotions of what I was feeling. It was kind of debilitating. And yeah, it was tough. It was tough. And that's why I love where Andrew and I are at now, because we have done that work together. It's something that we've both wanted to do and to grow. And, you know, we're still growing. I think if, you know, anyone says, oh no, I've done with my growth now, this is it, I'm sorted, then, you know, it's kind of like, whoa, no, we keep growing and evolving and learning. And like you say, this month has been a month where you have found yourself in situations where you have shed those layers and those masks that aren't serving you. And Andrew was exactly what I needed to come into my life for me to be the woman that I desire to be. And equally, I've come into Andrew's life to help him with some life stuff and lessons that have allowed us to grow together.
Yes. So when I've been in relationships in the past, and I feel jealousy, it's this feeling inside of me. It's so horrible. It's like this paranoia and craziness in like, also, because I think sometimes it has been mixed with intuition and intuition being told that I'm wrong. So I'm like, I can feel that there's something there. And they're like, no, no, you're wrong. But I didn't give those people the space to go, yeah, actually, she fills me up. And that doesn't take away anything from what I feel with you. So, but the feeling of jealousy is this like crazy, manic, horrible feeling.
It's unsettling, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's not something that I would like to feel ever again. Just putting the intention out there. But when it comes up, I recall being in those moments and I'm like, I don't want to feel this, but I don't know how not to feel this. Like, I Like, and my head came in and was like, you know, my mum would never like this. Like, cause my mum is like probably my representation of the old paradigm. Like my mum would never approve of this.
Yeah.
And everyone would think that there was something going on. Like my head comes in with all of these reasons about the old paradigm, why I have justification to be jealous. Cause I hadn't been initiated like I have now. Right. But I'd love to know how you started to let that fall away.
I'm looking up. I'm thinking, coming back into myself. Kiara, that's a really interesting question. And it takes time of being with that person. And this is Andrew, is my partner. Mm. But more than him, it's within me. It's the journey that I'm going on that I'm not even taking myself on, if that makes sense. So I'm going on this journey, like it or not. I'm being given these lessons, like it or not. I can choose to ignore, but they're going to resurface, and I'm going to be more uncomfortable if I ignore the lessons that are being given to me in that moment. So it's almost like the woman I used to be, only knew jealousy to cope and to give that fear some voice and some credibility. Mm. And now I'm coming in, or I've come into the woman I am now, is these past jealousies have resulted in nothing. You know, nothing has transpired into a romantic love with anybody else from Andrew's point of view. So it was all in me. So if I'm feeling any negativity or feelings that I just don't want to experience at the time, I just come right back into myself. I tell this thing to shut the fuck up, and I'm pointing to my mind. Shut up, because you're lying. You're keeping me in fear. And I feel it in my heart, Kiara. I know the truth is there. And yeah, to try and be succinct with my answer, it's shutting the mind off, taking a few deep breaths in that moment and just letting it sit in my heart. And what am I feeling there? Mm. Is the way Andrew feels for me any different to now because of what I'm feeling in terms of the fear? Mm. No. Is his love for me compromised in any way because of these feelings? No. So I guess I rationalize the fear and go, no, hang on a second. It's just trying to keep you safe and trying to come back to where you used to be and not who you are now. Does that make sense?
Funny that you finished on that, because when you first started answering that question, I saw like a cliff with a gap in the middle, so like two cliffs, and that you had, like, you just had to put your foot on the other side and go, I care more about a loving open relationship with like these two people than I do about trying to control something that I honestly could never control anyway. That's what it feels like. So it's like,
exactly,
whether you have the feelings of jealousy or not, if something is like destined to happen with someone else, it's going to happen. But if you have that freedom, like, why would your partner need to go anywhere else if they can give and receive love with everyone anyway, and they are choosing you?
That's
choosing
it.
Choosing you to partner with for life.
That's it. Or certainly in this moment anyway. You know, life is a long time. But right now, we are happy together, and we do foresee and we do have plans and dreams, but we live in the moment. And I've been guilty of, oh, you know, we can do this and that down the track. And no, just enjoy this moment. Love in this moment. No, I had something that popped into my mind. I don't think it's going to come back, but it might do in a bit.
So I had an experience at the start of the week that, again, it was one of my initiations into unconditional love, where one of my good friends, her partner, I'd seen him at an event or something, and I was like, if you ever need to talk and you don't want to talk to her, because it's like, you know, like you've been over and over the same stuff or whatever. Like, if you ever want someone else to talk to, I know your guy friends don't really talk about this stuff, so I'm here. And he messaged me on Monday night and was like, hey, I can't, like I'm feeling some resistance. I can't seem to like figure out a way through it. So are you free to catch up possibly tonight? And I was like, so tired. I'm like, sure. As long as it's in nature, if it's in nature, nice. I've got energy.
I'm there.
Yeah. Cause I knew that I wouldn't have to hold it. That nature would. And so we ended up catching up at the Yu Yangs, which is like this forest pretty much at nighttime. And there was like no one else there. And it was really interesting because he got triggered himself before he came. Mm. He was like, I've cheated on people before. Can I trust myself? And then my beautiful friend as well was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about this. Like, I feel really like sad and hurt. And then I was like, well, I need men's approval to be validated. How do I feel about going to be? And and all of our stuff came up, but it was the most incredible experience because all of us just spoke it out. So at some point he was like, hey, this stuff came up for me. Did I trust myself? Well, and then I was like, oh, cool. Look what's came up for me. And then I was like, if you ever notice that I do that, can you just call me out on it? Cause it's not me. It's a pattern. It's a dynamic and it's not the truth of me. And so I would love for you to just communicate that. And then I can just be like, oh yeah, I don't want to do that. That's not me.
Do you know, it reminded me of the moment in your podcast with Andrew, when you literally were exploring new territories and you both were, I think Andrew's described it as treading water and you weren't too sure where you are until you felt you could touch the bottom.
Yeah.
So you're totally in okay with where you're at, but for a moment everyone's like, whoa, don't know what this is, don't know how I feel about it. All of these old patterns are starting to come back in because this is uncharted territory. This is new feelings that we're going through. And when it's something new that we're exploring, we automatically revert back to the old to protect us. So as soon as, and this is massive, as soon as words come into it and as soon as you are able to communicate openly, and that takes a strong relationship or friendship or love with whoever it is that you can communicate openly with, then all of a sudden everyone's fears are exposed and we realize that we're actually very similar creatures, that we're driven, as you were saying, by those past habits and dynamics and things that no longer serve who we are but just kept us living in fear. And it kind of takes me back to what I was saying earlier, that as long as everyone is feeling good and feeling the love and feeling content and happy with that situation, it's absolutely not wrong. Because the old paradigms and maybe certain friends and contacts would go, well, that's wrong. Hang on, who says that's wrong?
Yeah, my mum was like, how did your friend feel about that? Yes. That's so weird. Yeah. Why would you do that? And I was like, oh mum, you don't understand.
Yeah. And Kiara, don't get me wrong, if that was my situation and Andrew was sounding me out, and I've done this with him many a time, I say to him, okay, hang on, babe, just a sec. I just need to figure out what I'm feeling. Just give me a moment. And then when I'm ready, when I've kind of gone, okay, cool, then we'll talk again. Because sometimes, and this happened previously before I became who I am now and going through this whole transition, previously I'd talk from fear. And then these words that were coming out of my mouth were not cohesive with who I am. I'm like, who is this woman? She's the scared, the afraid girl that's coming out. And that's really not who I am, but she just needs to figure out how she's feeling. And then she can kind of let you know.
Yeah. And that's what you said before, is that we will get scared and we revert into our old patterns. But because all of us, all three of us involved in that evening, and like with you and I and Andrew as well, because we just went, here's how I'm feeling. Like, hey, I feel vulnerable right now, or I feel scared right now. And as soon as you can voice what is not the, what, not the fear, not what the fear wants you to say, but the experience of that fear. So if you're like, oh, I feel really afraid right now that you're not going to like me.
Yes.
And I really want you to like me. Like, there's like, whatever you say, that if you can just, it's called immediacy. My psychologist friend taught me that. And you just say, I feel vulnerable right now. I feel really seen right now. And you just speak on the outside what is going on the inside.
Yeah.
You let other people into your world and you don't have to go back to the old paradigm. You can stay there. That's how, like, I guess, you know how you said we were treading water until we found that we could touch the ground. That's how I can touch the ground in all of these new territories that I've been like immersing myself in lately. I've touched the ground by using that, like, I don't even know how to find the ground. Like, just like saying whatever it is. And then that's how I find the ground.
That's it. Because there's no lies. So there's no conflict within yourself. You're speaking your absolute truth. And that's not going to lie to you. So when we're coming from that fear, or we're putting on one of those masks that become our triggers, or we're triggered by something and we put that, I've got this mask on, or I'm really brave, like, you can't attack me mask, then all of a sudden we're not speaking that truth. And then we won't find the bottom because we're not trusting, I guess this is a nice analogy, is that anchor that is gonna just let us feel the bottom and we're okay.
Yeah, and that even if we say that hurts me and they continue to do it, or even if like the friendships or relationships break down, that anchor is, I've got me no matter
what.
This hurts, and you can say I don't give a shit, and then you can still, like, I can still be okay in that moment. Like, that is the anchor. That's the important part. I
think. You are always your anchor. And as soon as, and I say you as in the collective we, as soon as we look for that anchor in other people, and especially our romantic relationships, oh my God, that's where it can go wrong. And I've experienced that in past relationships before, where I've literally put everything into that person. I've loved them so hard and I want all of that love back just for me. Recipe for disaster. It just didn't work.
Yes, yes. And going back again, there's so much in this. In that, when I did that podcast with Andrew and he was talking, I realized that because I was denying myself the ability to love people outside of my romantic relationship, that that was why I needed so much from my romantic relationship.
Yeah.
And that's just like, that's too much pressure for one person.
Way too much. It's unfair, actually, to go, you now, you over there, you are now going to be my everything. Lucky you. Oh my God, I run a mile. I run a mile if someone said that to me. It's like, no, babe, I'll be here for you as much as I can. But you know, my cup is going to be filled up first. Because when I am feeling full and loved and amazing, I can be all of those things for you. But if I'm not, I can't be any of those things for you. So that's where it comes back to, as long as your cup is full and you are fully loving of yourself, in yourself, content, then that's when you're able to say, you know, babe, this is our love. This is what we have here, and this is impenetrable. So the different realms and love that you get from other people, fuck, it just makes you so much more happy and amazing and loved. It's a beautiful feeling, Kiara. So when I did hear your podcast, I was lying there and I kind of had my little blanket of love around me. I just felt so happy that the man that I love so much is feeling love and loved himself, not just from me, but from others. It's like this love collective. And it's interesting because I've had so much synchronicity over the past few weeks about this pure love collective from everybody. And loving in different ways and all rising in love and it being the crux of everything, that it just feels like this is the message that I want to bring out in people now with you and with myself and with everything that I do in my life is centered around love.
And one of the things that I'm working on at the moment, so when I separated from my former partner, we separated in so much love. And I think that if you can love someone so much that you are willing to let them go because you think they will be happier that way, that's as unconditional as humans can get, I think.
Absolutely, it is. It is. It's like that whole saying of set them free and they're just going to be happy and content. And who are you to stop that? And I say again, you as in we, who are we to stop that person feeling their ultimate happiness and the wanting the best for them? That's quite amazing, Kiara. That's phenomenal.
Thank you. I feel like I need to, out of authenticity, then say, so then after that, some stuff happened that has really hurt and I felt really betrayed. And so my biggest growth edge and challenge at the moment is coming back to that space of unconditional love. And so I've been initiated in the last week with so many distinctions around unconditional love and trusting and but I do really feel that when you really love someone, when you're not just trying to get them to fill you up, you would be happy if they've received love from someone else, and you would be happy if they then decided that that person was the better growth partner for their life. If the worst possible case scenario, you would support them because that was the best thing for their expansion journey. And that is the kind of love that I aim to get to, where it doesn't feel like it threatens my own ability to see that I deserve love and that I am worthy and that, you know, I've got it all going on because someone decides that someone else could be the better growth partner. That is love.
That's the ultimate, isn't it? Yeah. I would have to agree with you because you love this person so fucking much. And then for them to turn around and go, I love you so much, but this person I now want to be with and grow and develop with, and you to give them that love to go, okay, you know what? You need to go and do that. That will be the ultimate.
So not there right now, but that is where I'm working towards.
No, do you know, if I'm thinking about that now, my relationship, it would take a lot of work for me to get to that place.
Same. But I think it's so cool because that's the new paradigm. That's what we're being initiated into, is loving without conditions. You don't even have to have the condition of being in relationship with me and I will still love you.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And it might take some time for the healing to happen, but how lovely would it be that after so long you can just have the unconditional love with no boundaries, ties, you know, labels. It's just love.
Beautiful. I feel like, as we've discussed this, Dani, that it's I can feel energy shifting inside my own body around this. And so I know that this has been a powerful transmission for all who listen. I feel like little bits of where we've been holding on to what we thought was love have just been unpicked, like you would a thread in clothing. That's what it feels like. So I feel so blessed to have had this conversation with you and to be able to share this with the Uninspired Life Tribe. Thank you so much for being on the show, you gorgeous woman.
Oh my gosh, you're so welcome. It's been beautiful just sharing so open and honestly, and I wanted to come into this conversation with no planned things to say, no gems of, ooh, that sounded really good, because then that's the ego talking. I literally wanted to come to you as the woman that I am in this very moment, just open to seeing where we went. And I can't believe that, you know, our time's up. I was like, I could talk for so much longer.
You know, we've gone over time because I just couldn't stop it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But we will go do a secret episode after this, so we can still talk more. But I'm almost, this sounds really arrogant almost, but I'm going to say it anyway. I am almost wanting to bow down at both of our feet to be able to have this conversation when in the old paradigm, you and I could be like, about each other. Like,
Who is this girl? I don't want to,
Yeah. particularly that you could be that way towards me. I feel so blessed to be entering this new world where love is the thing that is the most highly valued. And thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Kiara. And just like a closing note from my end, because you've just inspired something in me, is that when you're coming from that place of love, you just feel freaking amazing. And so any other feeling doesn't really make you feel that way. So why would you want to feel anything else? And that's become a big anchor of mine, is I just want to feel good. So when it's coming from that place of love, it's just that sense of real calm and tranquility and a great feeling.
Yes, like the work by Byron Katie, where she asks in the worksheets, if you haven't looked at the work by Byron Katie, I really recommend that you do. You can search it online and it's free and it's like life-changing. And in one of her, in her worksheet, she says, how do you feel when you believe this thought? So if it was like, he shouldn't talk to her or something like that, how do you feel? Well, I feel shit. I feel like I can be like, I can have all of my love taken away from me or whatever it is. And then that's like, just if we can just identify, how do I feel when I believe this or when I act this way? Not great. Well, what do you need to believe in order to feel good? Go do that. Like, why do we trap ourselves by our beliefs?
Exactly.
Yeah. You are incredible, Danny. Can you tell everyone what you do outside of being Andrew's partner and an incredible podcast guest?
Outside of that. Thanks, Kiara. And you are an incredible lady too, which is why I was like, yes, I'm so going to do this podcast. I know there are guys and girls listening, but I just adore working with women. And what it is, it's helping them live their best life. And I help them by finding a way to fuel their lifestyle with nutrition, but also self-discovery, so they become and align with the woman that they desire. So all of their goals are driven by who they want to be. So there's no more dieting, there's no more guilt, there's no more restriction, but just a real freedom around their choices that they make for themselves, which align with the woman they desire to be.
That sounds amazing. How can they come and find out more about you, gorgeous?
Well, I have a few social media pages, so they can look up my website, which is dannyvitality.com, D-A-N-I. I'm Danny Vitality on Facebook and Instagram. And I also have a private group for women who just want to stay on track and be empowered and supported by other women who are also on track to creating a healthier lifestyle. And it's called the Vitality Room. So I'd love to see ladies there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, gorgeous woman.
Wow. That was one of the most incredible podcast episodes that I feel like I've ever produced, and I would love to know what your thoughts are. If you were touched by this episode, I'd love for you to reach out to Danny or myself, or come and join us in the Lightworkers Rising Facebook group and discuss with us, what did it trigger for you? Did it feel scary, or did it feel freeing? I'd love to know your response, what came up for you as you listened. And Danny and I didn't stop talking there. We did go over and record a secret episode, and we discussed how Danny sets up her day by setting an intention intuitively each morning and the rest of her morning routine. We discussed the way she releases each day in a shower each evening, how bathing is such a ritualistic way to be with our emotions, and showering is such a powerful way to cleanse and release. We discussed the last time that Danny cried and how she emerged more powerful than ever before. We talked about why the societal conditioning tells us that it's weak to cry, but why Danny and I believe it's actually more brave to let ourselves feel and express. We talked about the two biggest opportunities Danny's working on and through in her life at the moment, what our real work in this life is, and it's not what we do in front of a computer. And Danny answers the question, what's the one message you want to share with everyone in the world? And then she even turned the table around and asked me to, which was really fun. So you can listen to or watch all of that at aninspiredlife.com.au/secret. That's where you get access to this secret episode with Danny and all of the others that I've ever done as well. And really, the podcast episode that you just listened to now inspired something so profound in me. I woke up the next day and journaled, and I told you guys in the podcast that I was working on coming back to a place of unconditional love and forgiveness, in the way of like, thank you for giving this to me. That's how I see forgiveness with my former partner. And I journaled in the morning, and I could just feel so much love and all of the anger and the sadness was gone. So I hope that it has been that profound for you. And as I said, I would love to know your experience in listening to this podcast. So I hope that you have a beautiful rest of the day. If you've liked this podcast and you feel like other people need to hear it, then please hit share, because it can make a huge difference to other people's lives just by you sharing. And until next week, I hope that you experience so much love, because you really deserve it. Bye.